This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how are we purified in the holy month of Ramadan? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So dear friends, it is such an honor to be here. Holy month of Ramadan. What a beautiful month indeed. Yes, it is a little bit difficult and there are some trials and hardships that come along with the holy month of Ramadan. But by the grace of Allah, it is a month which is the holiest of months. It is the most beautiful of months. It is the month in which the Holy Quran has been revealed. It is the month in which we find the nights of Qadr, the Laylatul Qadr, these nights of Qadr, of course, of destiny, of power, of fate. This is such a beautiful month to be witnessing in our lives. So we're talking about how we are purified in the holy month of Ramadan. Now, of course, these are discussions which, you know, they can last hours, but we try our best to kind of condense them as much as we can with the help and the grace of the Almighty Allah. So how does the holy month of Ramadan purify us? And one thing that we want to keep in mind, because we're always talking about achieving that pure and blessed Islamic lifestyle, is that all of the things that we learn in the holy month of Ramadan or that we do in the holy month of Ramadan are things which we should continue and at least try our best to implement in our Islamic lifestyle in the months that are non-holy month of Ramadan, if you will. So in the rest of our life, we should be able to inculcate these things that we learn in the holy month of Ramadan into our Islamic lifestyle and really make it a part of our Islamic lifestyle.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about how the holy month of Ramadan purifies us. Again, this is a very, you know, extensive subject. It's not something that you can easily cover in a few minutes. But primarily, you know, if we go to the core and the essence, I guess there are two things. Really, it's really one thing. So let's just kind of start with the one thing and then explain how it's two things. So the one thing is that it establishes and brings us closer to the Almighty Allah. So this is primarily how it purifies us. The ultimate, end result is that we become closer to the Almighty Allah. But something under this is this idea that because we stop eating and drinking, what that does is that it separates us from the materialistic aspect of our own selves and of the world. So when we disconnect from the material aspect of ourselves and the material aspect of the world, then clearly the result is what we just spoke about, which was this stronger spiritual, metaphysical connection with the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, the only way that you can connect with Allah is if you disconnect with everything that is not Allah. Now, that is, I guess, the very essence of what we're talking about. Of course, the discussion is open to many other different things, but this is how we are purified in the holy month of Ramadan, because we end up cutting ourselves off from these very base and material aspects of ourself, so that our spiritual aspect can become strengthened and become powerful and establish a very beautiful connection with the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.